weather. Superstar Country 102.5 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. Wednesday morning and remains in effect until 1 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Highs level off around 82 today under mainly sunny skies. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 43 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 37.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Fears of wildfires in our area. Brandon Dixon has more.
A red flag warning has been issued for the Kansas City Metro today from noon to 8 p.m. The National Weather Service says the alert is due to strong winds and low humidity, which increases the risk of rapidly spreading fires. Residents are cautioned to avoid outdoor burning. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Goodland Police, the Sherman County Sheriff's Office, and the Kansas Highway Patrol responded to one of the largest crashes ever on Friday on I-70. Over 55 vehicles were involved between Goodland and Colby. The roadway was still closed for a time on Saturday as part of the investigation. There were several fatalities and more than 30 triage patients. With more details to come this week, high winds and blowing dirt are to blame. Well, 8 college basketball teams will be in Wichita this week for the NCAA tournament. Opening on Thursday, 1 p.m. Houston will have the number one seed. Missouri is also in the region. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-84.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware introduced the Connecting Small Business with Career and Technical Education Graduates Act, and this legislation amends the Small Business Act to add a requirement for Small Business Development Centers, or SBDCs, and Women's Business Centers, or WBCs, to educate small businesses on identifying career opportunities for graduates of career and technical education programs. It also requires SBDCs and WBCs to educate graduates of career and technical education programs on how to start a small business of their own. Senator Marshall said that by addressing the shortage of skilled trade workers, they can secure Kansas's long-term economic prosperity, and the Connecting Small Businesses with Career and Technical Education Graduates Act helps close the gap by connecting career and technical education graduates with employers that will strengthen Kansas's workforce, support small businesses, and drive economic growth. He said he urges the Senate to quickly pass this common-sense legislation. U.S. Representative Roger Williams of Texas, chairman of the House Committee on Small Business, introduced companion legislation in the House of Representatives, saying they thank Senator Marshall for his leadership on the Connecting Small Businesses with Career Technical Education Grants Graduates Act, as this important legislation will create greater opportunities for small businesses to employ high-quality technical graduates and support hardworking Americans seeking to improve their lives through technical education. The bill is supported by Skills USA, the Association for Career and Technical Education, and the Workforce Solutions Rural Capital Area. Fort Hays Tech North Central has been awarded $3,002,788 grant to support the purchase of heavy machinery for its training program, and this funding will expand opportunities for students to gain hands-on experience, increase the number of trained machinery operators in the region, and improve their ability to attain professional certifications. The initiative addresses a critical regional need by preparing skilled operators who can assist with disaster response and recovery efforts in North Central and Northwest Kansas, and the program is projected to graduate approximately 30 trained individuals per year, directly contributing to workforce readiness in the area. Beyond disaster response, the project will also bolster the agribusiness sector by enabling crucial infrastructure improvements. And these enhancements include rebuilding access roads, creating waterways, installing culverts, and constructing ponds to mitigate flooding risks for crops, homes, and businesses. The new equipment and expanded training opportunities will provide students with in-demand skills, making them valuable assets to local industries and disaster recovery efforts. And this investment underscores Fort Hays Tech North Central's commitment to workforce development, economic growth, and regional sustainability. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation to kick off National Poison Prevention Week, which takes place this week, March 16th to the 22nd, when the Poison Center at the University of Kansas Health System and Save Kids Kansas wants to remind Kansans that when the unexpected happens, Poison Help is here for you 24 hours, 7 days a week, with fast, free treatment advice by calling Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222. Whether it's a question or an emergency, Poison Help can provide life-saving information when people need it most, and calling a poison center is faster and more accurate than an internet search. On average, 90% of poisonings happen in homes in America each year, and nearly 70% of people who call Poison Help get the help they need right where they are, saving the cost of a trip to a healthcare professional or hospital. Not everyone realizes that poison centers are for everyone. While poison centers get a lot of calls about children, calls about teens, adults, and older adults tend to be more serious, with more than 60% of calls to the Kansas Poison Center in 2024 involving medicines or pharmaceuticals. However, other common poisons include household products, plants, mushrooms, pesticides, animal bites and stings, carbon monoxide, and many other types of non-pharmaceutical substances. All calls are free. Nearly 70% of people who call get the help they need right where they are, and that saves the cost of a trip to the doctor or hospital. If you think someone has been poisoned, you should call 1-800-222-1222 right away, as fast and free expert help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In Nebraska news, 26-year-old Jordana Kelly Nelson, who was an inmate who went missing from a Lincoln Corrections facility earlier this year, was taken into custody and booked into the Hall County Jail in Grand Island on Wednesday. Kelly Nelson was sentenced to 15 months for accessory to a felony out of Buffalo County and 2 years of possession of methamphetamine out of Adams County, and she started her sentence in June at the Community Correction Center in Lincoln. Community custody is the lowest custody level and has the least restrictive facility, where inmates are allowed to work while also attending school and religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. Kelly Nelson left the correction center without prior approval on January 16th. On Thursday night, just before 10:30 p.m., officers responded to an apartment building around Inglewood Drive and Galvin Road in Bellevue near Offutt Air Force Base on a report of gunshots. And when officers arrived, they found 21-year-old George Negri of Bellevue with a gunshot wound. First responders performed life-saving measures, and he was taken to a metro area hospital. However, officials reported that Negri died at the hospital. Investigators said Negrate was involved in a fight with a 23-year-old man who was not on the scene when the officers arrived, though the man was later found at a nearby home and arrested without incident. Officials said the man also suffered injuries in the fight, and he was taken to a hospital. The Bellevue Police Department said that the extent of the suspect's injuries were unknown at the time of the report and that the shooting is still under investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on March 10th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweet Center by President Michael Terry, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy had Coach Bill Brockelman and Coach Dana Miller present the first ever USD 211 Girls State Wrestling Champion team. The team consisted of Allison Quintana, Kaysen Miller, Isabella Garrity, Lorelei Granberry, Hallie Fawnenstill, Dally Braun, Sophia Kane, Cadence Greason, and Adriana Winters, and they spoke to the Board of Education about how much the support from the community meant to them and how they were excited to go back to continue this tradition for years to come. Superintendent Roy then had Nurse Angie Alexander go over the CERP, SWAY, and Narcan policies with the Board of Education. And a motion was made by Ryan Katz to approve the Narcan policy as presented. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Ryan Katz to pass the CERP policy as presented. The motion was seconded by Dina Winty, and the motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy gave the Board of Education information on the new JBCC enrollment policy, and it will be approved in April and published on or before June 1, 2025. Superintendent Roy presented the proposed academic calendar for the 2025-2026 school year. A motion was made by John Granberry and seconded by Kate Sprigg to approve the 2025-2026 academic calendar for USD 211 as presented, and the motion carried 6-0. Caitlin Elzinga and Mr. Hawks presented the Board of Education with two new foreign language classes for the 2025-2026 school year. Caitlin presented Japanese 2 and Spanish for Spanish speakers, then asked the Board of Education to consider a motion on these two classes. A motion was made to approve Spanish for Spanish speakers and Japanese 2 by John Granberry and seconded by Dina Winty. The motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy explained to the board that the potential LOB percentage to be used for the next fiscal year must be reported to the KSDE by March 20, 2025. He suggested to the board that they report 33%, which is not binding, and a motion was then made by John Granberry and seconded by Kate Sprigg to allow the USD 211 board clerk to report to KSDE that they may raise the LOB to 33% for the next fiscal year. The motion carried 6-0. Jennifer Miller sent an update of the last NCK-SEC board meeting that John Granberry read. Dina Winty gave an update on the last curriculum council meeting, and Michael Terry stated that he had an upcoming PDC meeting in 2 weeks. Superintendent Roy has shared with the Board of Education that they will be looking into a plan into increasing pay for their subs, and they will be looking into what other schools are paying for the subs after negotiations. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel matters, Dina Winty motioned for the resignations of Angie Alexander as school nurse, Doug Rusink as the high school boys basketball coach, and Jessica Ambrosier as the Eisenhower Elementary School teacher. The motion was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 6-0. Dina Winty motioned for the nominations of Vicki Hagen as the assistant high school track coach, Raquel Vasquez as the assistant junior high track coach, Avery Porter as an Eisenhower Elementary School teacher, and Alyssa Simmons as for the Eisenhower Elementary School teacher. The motion was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 6-0. Dina Winty motioned for the retirement of Bill Johnson as the athletic director and junior high principal after 30-plus years of service to the district with deep appreciation. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 6-0. After a final executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 8:39 p.m., and Michael Terry adjourned the meeting. Funeral services for Mark Griffin, 70, of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 21st at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th, with the family present at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Mark Griffin Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 82 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 45 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and breezy with a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Tuesday, the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday night, rain showers are likely before 1 a.m. and then snow showers, possibly mixed with rain. There will also be some patchy blowing snow after 4 a.m. with a low around 30. And it's going to be windy Tuesday night with a west wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, becoming north 30 to 35 miles per hour in the evening. And the winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation Tuesday night of 90%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, snow showers possibly mixed with rain before 7 a.m., and then a chance of snow showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. There's also going to be some patchy blowing snow before 11 a.m. on Wednesday, with a high near 46. And it's going to be windy, with a northwest wind of 25 to 35 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 50 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation of 80%. On Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 22. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 60 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66. And on Sunday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 61. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 50%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85. The dew point is 17 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. After the Royals tease their next Hall of Fame selection in the video, outfielder Alex Gordon has been elected into the Royals Hall of Fame, the team announced Friday morning. On Friday, June 13th, before the game against the Athletics at Kauffman Stadium, he will be the 31st inductee during on-field ceremonies. Gordon spent his entire 14-year career in Kansas City after the team drafted him in the first round of the 2005 MLB Amateur Draft. In those 14 years, he compiled a 34.4 WAR, wins above replacement, 1,643 hits, 867 runs, 749 RBIs, and a .257 career batting average. Gordon was one of the faces of the 2014 and 2015 World Series teams as well, which contributed heavily to his selection. A vote of Royals fans, current Royals front office staff, members of the Royals Hall of Fame Executive Board, elected members of the Kansas City Chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America, members of the Kansas City Media, and living members of the Royals Hall of Fame selected Gordon for his first ballot appearance. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.